A coalition of New York property owners plans to sue the IJC, the international body that regulates water levels on Lake Ontario. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, they blame the commission for the recurring flooding that is currently damaging their properties.
It was the first meeting of the newly formed Lake Ontario Landowners Association. A crowd of more than 100 packed into a restaurant in Pulaski and cheered on the association's founder, Jim Shea, as he railed against the IJC and its board members.
We're here today because our government representatives and public administrators who promised after 2017 that this would never happen again failed to provide oversight and monitor. They need to do their job.
Shea is trying to rally homeowners and business owners along Lake Ontario's shoreline to raise $1 million for a lawsuit against the IJC. They want compensation for flooding damages caused this year and in 2017, and the replacement of Plan 2014, the IJC's management plan. The strategy is to sue under the Fifth Amendment, which prohibits the government from taking private property without just compensation. The Supreme Court ruled in 2012 that temporary flooding induced by a government entity may entitle private landowners to compensation. This isn't the only potential legal action the IJC is facing. New York State recently threatened a lawsuit for the commission's management of lake levels. In Pulaski, I'm Peyton Horning for WRVO News.